ship. Sitting in a plane, you've no chance to reach the end, cause a killer has a plan in his brain. Oh, Scotland! So wild, for the same price, you can see a lot of stars and fairy tales. Just keep quiet and wait for the end. The gunman is holding the magic wand. Oh, Scotland! What a nice country!
Welcome to the Beat Cave here in Detroit, Michigan, home of the studio of this radio program, Only a Cover Song. I'm your host, Dan Augustine. And what better way to open an episode that will include all Scottish musicians doing Beatles covers than by playing a 1972 heavy psychedelic tune from Belgium?
Say what?
You see, the song is called Scotland. And the band from Belgium is called Load Control. So if I can open a show about Scottish musicians with a band from Belgium, then I don't see why I can't continue today's episode with a Scottish band named after one of the United States. This is Texas, a band from Scotland, covering the Beatles' Revolution.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we'd all love to change the world. You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we'd all love to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? And don't you know it's gonna be alright? You know it's gonna be alright. You know it's gonna be alright, yeah. You say you got a world solution. To see the plan, you ask us for a contribution. Well, you know, we're all doing what we can. But we ain't take money from people with minds that hate. I'm telling you, brah, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be? it's gonna be, baby. All right, you know what it's gonna be. All right, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be, you know it's gonna be. All right, you know it's gonna be.
Beatles song Revolution is covered by Scottish band Texas. Do the Scots have a thing for Texas? I ask because another Scottish band, Travis, got their name from a character named Travis in the 1984 film Paris, Texas.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from a tight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocritics. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had
cover of John Lennon's Give Me Some Truth. And yes, I will be including some solo Beatles covers on this episode. Here's a couple more. First up, it's Susan Boyle covering Paul McCartney's Mull of Kintyre, and then Trembling Bells covering George Harrison's Wah Wah.
Mull of Kintyre, a mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here. O Mull of Kintyre, far have I traveled, and much have I seen. Dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts. The sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. mile of Kintar, a mist rolling in from the sea. My desire is always to be here, O mile of Kintar.
Thank you.
Stick around, more Scott's Do the Beatles after this break.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Hi, everybody. Your pal Joey Ramone here. Well, this is the one you've all been waiting for. Our great new Ramones album, End of the Century, produced by Phil Spector. Remember that great Phil Spector song, Baby, I Love You? End of the Century, the new Ramones album produced by Phil Spector on Sire Records, marketed by Warner Brothers.
During our store-wide sale, this Colonial 4-poster waterbed, just $199, including dresser, mirror, and chest, only $699. Sensational savings at Evening Tide's waterbed.
Yes, ladies, thousands upon thousands of you from East Coast to West Coast have said how glad you are that your favorite hand lotion, Italian Balm, is back again in the stores. Made exactly as it was before the war.
I know a lot of children who are glad, too. Children's hands, wrists, and legs get chapped so easily in winter. And Italian Balm is so soothing, so protecting on children's tender skins.
Men also are glad to have Italian Balm back again. Men don't like dry, chapped, red, beefy-looking hands any better than anyone else. And they know that Italian Balm, rich, concentrated, clean-smelling, is the lotion to use in the wintertime. It's so different from thin, watery lotions.
So economical, too. Remember, just one drop serves both hands.
Today, Italian Balm offers the same pre-war quality, same pre-war quantity at the same pre-war price. Can you beat that for hand lotion value? Try it tomorrow. Italian Balm.
Hello and welcome back to the Scots Do the Beatles episode of Only a Cover Song, All Scottish Musicians and Almost All Beatles Covers. That was the Rizzillos covering the Beatles' I Want to Be Your Man, a song that Lennon and McCartney wrote for the Rolling Stones. The Beatles also released a version of it after the Rolling Stones did. Speaking of the Stones, Scotsman Ian Stewart was a session musician who played on a lot of the Rolling Stones albums between 1964 and 1986. He also joined in on a super session that included former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, Klaus Voormann, and leading the group, blues legend Howlin' Wolf.
Well, I ain't cross my trail.
I Ain't Superstitious, Chicago bluesman Howlin' Wolf, joined by two Brits, Eric Clapton and Ringo Starr, one German, Klaus Voormann, and most relevant for this episode, one Scotsman, Ian Stewart. Most relevant because it's the Scots Do the Beatles episode of Only a Cover Song. And of course, just as important for this Beatles-based radio program is Ringo on the drums. And now, here's a cover of one of the Beatles tunes that featured Ringo on lead vocals. This is Barbara Dixon with A Little Help from My Friends. Scottish singer Barbara Dixon with a cover of the Beatles, A Little Help from My Friends. Dixon may be the Scot with the most Beatles covers put to wax. There are over 20 different Beatles covers she has recorded. One of these covers is The Fool on the Hill, a song that also was recorded by Stone the Crows. Hey.
keep me perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning around. Well, on the way, head in the cloud, the man of a thousand voices talk.
Cover of the Beatles' The Fool on the Hill by Scottish band Stone the Crows, featuring Maggie Bell on lead vocals. Bell has also recorded as a solo artist, and some of the covers she has recorded include Ringo Starr's Oh My My and A Couple by the Beatles, I Saw Him Standing There, and Here, There, and Everywhere, which has also been recorded by another Scot, Julian Taylor.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be. Each one believing that love never dies. to love him is to need him everywhere. Knowing that love is to share. Each one believing the love never dies. Watching his eyes.
Julian Taylor covering the Beatles, Here, There, and Everywhere. I have more Scots Do the Beatles after this break. But before I get to the break, a quick reminder that you can find Only a Cover Song online at onlyacoversong.com or at facebook.com/onlyacoversong or by doing a search for Only a Cover Song at tunein.com.
In every Chevrolet showroom across America, more and more people are looking at the car that's just out and just wonderful. The 1957 Chevrolet. Some are looking at Chevrolet's daring new front-end styling, the bold new grille, big, beautiful sloping hood. Some are looking at Chevy's handsome new rear end with high fashion fenders and fresh new design. Everyone's enthused about the new color-fashioned interiors and the sleek command post instrument panel. And the biggest news of all, Chevrolet's fuel injection, the greatest engine advance since the overhead valve. Plus, four famous drives topped by new exclusive Turbo Glide that brings you triple turbine takeoff and a new flowing kind of going. So visit your Chevrolet dealers soon. See the car that goes them all one better. Number one in the USA, the 57 Chevrolet.
That's music from the fabulous world of Disneyland. Yes, come on down and explore Fantasyland, Frontierland, Tomorrowland, Adventureland, the most thrilling, the happiest place on Earth. At Disneyland, you will find attractions to fascinate and delight the entire family. So be you 6 or 60. Disneyland is an experience of a lifetime. Disneyland is open every day from 9 a.m. to midnight.
When you note the low prices of Clipper Craft clothes, you're apt to be puzzled. How do they do it, you'll say? Well, the solution's no mystery at all once you know the facts. What makes them great values is the Clipper Craft plan, concentrating the buying power of 924 leading stores across the nation. Yes, remember that you buy these famous clothes at your local, favorite local store, where you're treated as a person, not just as another number on a sales check. These days, practically everything you buy costs more, but not so with Clippercraft. You can select your fall Clippercraft suit at only $35 and $40, with a few special numbers at $43.75. Clippercraft topcoats and overcoats, too, are only $30 to $40. Sport jackets, but $24. Selling expensive clothes at inexpensive prices at the nation's finest independent stores is the great big idea behind the Clippercraft plan. That's why men who know insist on Clippercraft clothes. So be sure to visit the Clippercraft store in your city.
The leading stores in the metropolitan area that bring you Clippercraft clothes are Saks 34th, Broadway at 34th Street, Manhattan, Abraham and Strauss, Brooklyn, the Boulevard Men's Shop, Kresge, Newark, Newark, New Jersey, and the B&B Clothes Shop, 16408 Jamaica Avenue, Jamaica. These great, courteous, and friendly stores are proud to add their names to that of Clippercraft in the label of your suit, top coat, sports jacket, and overcoat.
Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Hello and welcome back to the Scots Do the Beatles episode of Only a Cover Song, All Scottish Musicians and Almost All Beatles Covers. That was a cover of the Beatles' Drive My Car by Junior Campbell, who was a member of the Scottish pop rock group Marmalade. And if you take some marmalade and mix in a little cream, you have a yummy dessert topping. Of course, here on Only a Cover Song, marmalade and cream are not food items. They're bands. Marmalade, as I mentioned earlier, are a pop rock band from Scotland. And Cream, a psychedelic blues band featuring two Brits, Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker, and one Scot, Jack Bruce. And all it takes is one Scot to make it onto this episode. Cream with Passing the Time. That band made it onto this episode because Cream's bassist and main vocalist was Jack Bruce, who was born in Scotland. This episode is called Scots Do the Beatles because I'm featuring mostly Scottish musicians covering the Beatles, but I'm throwing in the occasional non-Beatles song, as long as there's a connection to Scotland, the Beatles, or both. Let's get back to the Beatles and keep Jack Bruce around. Here's Jack Bruce's cover of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby, which Bruce recorded only 2 days before he passed away.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding be. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is he for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Died in the church and was burning along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Do they all come from? All the lonely people. Do they all belong?
Last night the wives there for one.
people that come and go, stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laugh at him behind his back. And the banker never wears a mask in the pouring rain. Very strange, Penny Lane. Of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine.
Triple shot of Scott's doing the Beatles. You just heard Lena Zaffaroni with Penny Lane. Before that was Teenage Fan Club with The Ballad of John and Yoko. And the set started with Jack Bruce with Eleanor Rigby. And that will do it for today's episode.